my three fellow candidates each bring up important issues. The problem is that the watch list of issues and interests is endless. And meanwhile, for anybody who's been paying attention, our country is under assault and our democracy is in peril. We need to ask, what are the strategic threats to a viable future? Because if we don't fix our democracy first, we are going to forever lose the opportunity to have an adequate say and address any of these important issues.
And what would you say these strategic threats are?
So the strategic threats and the strategic policies that address them fall into four categories. Healthy democracy, healthy population, healthy environment, and healthy economy. Now, the last three, population, environment, and economy, there are straightforward, easily identifiable, and implementable policies for healthy democracy. Comprehensive Medicare for all is a no-brainer. The infrastructure for the system is in place. We just need to increase the capacity and take off the constraints, fund it with progressive funding, which also addresses our massive inequality. For a healthy environment, the key thing there is the carbon in our atmosphere, and we need to drive carbon out of our economy. And then, again, another really no-brainer policy sitting there waiting to go is a fee and dividend on carbon, where we put a fee on carbon coming into the economy, and we divvy up the funds into dividends and spread it out to the population. The third area of healthy economy, again, the Republican approach has been always to commodify and privatize everything as if that will solve any problems, but it doesn't. So we need to abandon that approach where Wall Street provides all the money, and we need to have a public bank for public projects that involve infrastructure, education, and so forth. Now, the first one, though, healthy democracy is a little more gnarly. We have a Republican Party that has not only corrupted our elections, but our legislative process, and has released political termites throughout this administration that are literally eating the heart out of our people's government. We need to get money out of politics. We need to deal with gerrymandering. Only 90 of the 435 seats in Congress are from districts that are considered competitive. The other 345 districts are so-called safe districts. That means the 89 million people who are in minority parties in those districts never get represented. We're in dire straits with our democracy. If we were able to accomplish all of those strategic issues, that would be an enormous success for our country.
How do you plan to appeal to the majority of voters in the 3rd Congressional District?
This is a federal position, okay, and the other candidates are talking all about the things that they're going to do locally. Well, we need to protect our public lands and take care of our rural needs and water conservation and all of that. That's all important, but so are these strategic issues. And so I would do it by pointing out how these affect everybody, regardless of your political leaning. Everybody wants to have their vote counted, and they want to have a fair representation in Congress. So those are across-the-board kind of issues. I've owned horses. I've gathered cattle. I've done grazing impact studies. And throughout my life, I've lived in and around rural areas, and I love the farming and ranching community. So there's not an issue regarding credibility and being able to connect with folks regardless of how they define themselves politically.
Could you also give a little bit about your background?
On my website, we have a biography section, and I've got all kinds of photo collages that are links in there that you can bring up. In the 60s, when I was working on my degree in mechanical engineering, I was an assembly line mechanic building Kenworth trucks. I went to Vietnam, Air Force veteran, worked on education in natural resource management and in environmental science. Finally, at the age of 41, I got a PhD in industrial engineering, and I was actually on the faculty at Oregon State University teaching engineering economics. 2 years ago, I was elected as a national delegate for Bernie Sanders. So I've been a lifetime independent, but I changed to Democrat in order to be able to support Bernie. I've been on the La Plata County Executive Committee and the Colorado State Democrat Central Committee, and decided to make this run because, quite honestly, the Democratic challengers are not addressing the core strategic threats that our country's facing.
Thank you so much, Root Rutledge, for joining KDNK for this interview.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.